where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A 22-year-old man from Corunna was one of 64 people across Ontario charged in a provincial police investigation into online child exploitation. 27 Municipal Police Services assisted OPP in the investigation, which identified 34 victims. 30 children were safeguarded, 607 devices were seized, and 348 charges were laid. Signe Arneson of the Canadian Centre of Child Protection says the federal online harms bill will help, but it needs to go further.
Upload prevention, while it's not specified, which would be if there's a child sexual abuse image that they've removed previously, it's been confirmed, well then that shouldn't be re-uploaded to the platform.
A Corunna man faces a total of 9 charges: possessing child pornography, 2 counts of making child pornography, and 3 counts each of sexual assault of a person under 16 and sexual interference. The search continues for a teen who hasn't been seen since Saturday. Police say Dominic Tempstra Naguna was last seen by family at around 8 a.m. May 4th. He's described as black with a slim build, 5'9" and 155 pounds, with short black hair and dark eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call Sarnia Police. Sales activity in the local real estate market has continued to trend upward this spring. The Sarnia Lambton Association of Realtors says 163 homes were sold last month, which is up from March and is also an increase of nearly 6% compared to April 2023. Association President Jeremy Garrett says the increase was to be expected and remains pretty steady with the number of new listings.
The sales to new listing ratio up slightly from last month. So we're sitting at about 52%, which is right in the middle of a balanced market.
There were 311 new listings last month. Frustration was expressed before Sarnia Council withdrew a community infrastructure and housing accelerator order request on Monday. As part of the Cutting Red Tape to Build More Homes Act 2024, the provincial government is proposing to amend the Planning Act to remove the orders and regulate a minister's zoning order instead. Councillor George Vandenberg questioned city staff about delays while discussing the topic.
We are now almost into 3 years since we approved Area 3 in Brights Grove. And again, I'm looking at outside areas like the future city of Clifton, Wyoming, and the future city of Corunna that seem to be building faster and faster and faster. We're building nothing. Can somebody explain to me why we are not moving on this when it's supposed to be an accelerator?
He was told the timeline was based on requirements that keep changing. And Heritage Sarnia Lambton will offer a glimpse into how our communities evolved through personal experiences this week. The network is hosting a virtual Heritage Hour tomorrow night at 7:30. Lambton Heritage Museum curator and supervisor Dana Thorne says it will include a mix of items.
It's based on items that are part of the different museum collections. And sometimes we collect, you know, diaries and letters and correspondence from prominent figures. And other times it could be just local residents that have donated this material to the museums.
Registration is required to get a Zoom link. A link is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of 24, humidex at 26, increasing cloudiness tonight with a chance of showers before morning, a low of 7. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.